From vision to decision. Yeah. Whether it's your dawn or your sunset. Even when you've worked really hard, you've done all the right things. Sometimes, when you least expect it, things begin to fall apart. How are you going to deal with this? What are your contingencies?
Hi, Cliff McKnight here. Maximizing media resources to bring you Joy Talk on Blog Talk Radio while videoing Leverage Me Too on YouTube. Fascinating, isn't it? We are in the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen, and today we're going to use the strategies available to us to maximize the potential that we all have. We go beyond where we imagined previously and now begin to look at new possibilities. I'd like to help you to do it. And as you take these steps, make a few notes, come back again, replay, review, rewrite, and reposition yourself to create and maximize your unlimited potential. So, I indicate that I'm going to give you three strategies to employ immediately to get you moving far beyond your greatest and audacious expectations. I'm going to give you much more than that, but we're going to have at least three. You pick three out of the bunch. Take the three that'll work best for you to help you to do what you do. All right, now. I say good morning, good evening, whatever the time is for you. It's actually late here, but I'm having my brew. Apple cinnamon, might as well call it a little bit of chai because I added a little other good stuff in it. So, let's get right down to it. The fact of the matter is that you have far more potential than you can give yourself, you know, credit for, far more than you probably ever imagined. I'm going to ask you to reposition your mentality first. The biggest strategy you can do to get yourself out of whatever that funk zone is, and I call it a funk zone because it's not near where you intend to be. And as long as you're in this possibility, with bridled limitation, you will continue to strive. You'll strive, but it'll be like wheels turning in the snow, you know, in the ice, going nowhere fast. Instead, what I want to encourage you to do is, number one, get yourself around all the success you can, whether it be through books, media, radio, face-to-face observation, conferences, workshops, reading. Do whatever it is you need to do to reposition yourself mentally, physiologically, physically. In that little step, you'll see so much magnificent potential. A big part of the challenge we face is that we, even when we want to believe in ourselves, even when we aspire and we speak positively of ourselves, we surround ourselves with stinking thinking. How do you expect to get from here to there when you're hanging around funky dunk? Get out of there. Get the heck out of there. If you can't physically get out of there, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, rise above it. The truth is you will begin to transform your environment by maintaining a positive mental attitude, a faithful attitude, a spiritual attitude. You will see that you'll be in the mood to succeed because you continue to have a very healthy diet of positive. You had, look, we don't know each other. I'm not sure which one of you I'm talking to you here. I think I'm talking to all of you. Some of you have embarked on a health journey. Some of you are embarking on a financial journey, a relationship journey, a recovery journey, whatever that journey is, it's your business to maximize yourself by capitalizing on the magnificent splendor that's here for you. It's all right here. You're listening to me. I'm in Maryland. Where are you? I'm on Western Maryland. I'm on YouTube. Yeah, I'm in Blog Talk Radio. Some of you got an email, maybe a Facebook post. You might be in another country. This could be 10 years later. Well, it won't be now, but check back in another 10 years. You get my drift. You can go back. I guarantee if you go to YouTube right now, you will discover that somebody from before the internet was born, their recording was uploaded and presented to you like you had them in your kitchen. Now you're trying to tell me that you can have access to all of these magnificent resources and you can't tap a little bit of that? Come on now. Come on. Let's get with this program. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to consume on a very regular basis all of the positive insight information, all of the constructive stuff about whatever it is you intend to do, be, do, and have. You're going to learn more about all of that. Now, in some of my earlier broadcasts and videotapes and et cetera, I speak to you about your spiritual development. I say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That comes from a particular space for me, one of the most powerful, most moving, most encouraging texts for me is my spiritual text. Look into this for yourself. And forgive me, I'm looking over in this direction over here because I'm looking at myself, looking at you. So now I keep reminding myself, okay, let me come back over here. But wherever you see it, however you listen, the important thing is to begin application. All right? So you're listening, you're taking a few notes, and if you're hearing something you've heard before, the big question is, are you taking action and doing it? I've had the privilege of listening to and speaking to and interacting with people who are successful in real estate and business, in a variety of other areas, education. And what I'm beginning to uncover and renewing within myself is that these individuals are no different than you and I. The only difference, the only distinction, is that they dared to believe, they had the audacity, the nerve, to believe they could. And then they went about the business of doing it. I recently interviewed on my radio show for real estate professionals, real estate successful people, gurus, not gurus, Brittany Calloway. Beautiful woman from inside out, motivated, extremely capable, but an everyday person like you and I. She took her business from oops to mega systems. I interviewed another gentleman out of Canada. He was one of the leading. Let me put it this way. He received one of those national awards from one of the largest real estate, well-known real estate books in the, I know in the country, maybe it's one of the largest in the world. Very successful. You know Rich Dad Poor Dad, for example. And he got the award like a Rich Dad Poor Dad Guy of the Year. You'll meet him too one day. So go to Duru Interviews in about, I don't know, a couple of weeks. It should be out. I don't know what time it is that you're watching this. It might already have been out for a while. But I just had that process. Anyway, my point is, today it's easier to do what Napoleon Hill did in Think and Grow Rich. You remember that? He went around interviewing all the most successful people in the world at that time, financially, and at least in the world that as we know it. And he found out the secrets that they use to be successful. Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon, look it up. I put some, you go back into YouTube and Leverage Me Too and Clifton McKnight. You'll see I brought a couple of major points out of that just for you. But the beauty is you can get these resources now virtually free without leaving your house, in your bedroom if you want, whether from your cell phone, from your computer, from your iPad, from the library, from your bookstore. It's everywhere, everywhere. So take that time, take the time to do that. If you really wanted to, I mean, if you really, really wanted to change your life in a very significant way, and I have to say it like that, really, really wanted to, because sometimes we say we want to, when we said, well, in order for you to do it, you've got to go out and you've got to go over there. He said, go over there? It's cold outside. I don't want to go over there. Well, I don't think you're in the really, really want to category right now. So maybe you want to look for something else that you can be audacious about. Check yourself out. Give yourself a check up from the neck up and ask yourself, what is it you really want to do? Because that's what you need to be about the business of doing. Focus on what it is that gets you so excited that nothing else matters so much. I mean, if you had the opportunity to create outrageous wealth and somebody said you can do it in 100 different ways, why would you pick a way that's so difficult for you and so against your grain? Why not take the time to rediscover who you are? That's what I like about that verse, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You get a clarity as you begin to take your mind off of what you think you want and put your mind on what you think the universe needs. What does God want of you? Ask that question. Get an answer. And then be about that business. One of the things that comes obvious to me is that he wants us to grow together, to connect, to reflect on who he is and what his relationship is with us. And you say he, she, however you want to do that, because I think we're talking beyond that physical human being type of thing, right? But get clear that we are all connected. You know, in my book, If You Can't Calm the Waters, Learn to Ride the Waves, I talk about quantum success, and that's representing our oneness, our relationship with the infinite and with each other. And the two major components, unlimited potential and interconnectedness. Now, if you take those two elements and you grasp it and you really take the time to analyze and internalize it, then you'll find that by helping other people, you invariably are improving your life station, your circumstances, your situation. That's why they say the greatest leaders are great servers. So strategy number two is recognize our interconnectedness and be about the business of service. That's why I'm up here telling you this stuff here. You know, it's late. I could still do this. I'm not working that hard. But I don't need to do this video just for the heck of it. I'm doing it because I think it will do something to help you to grow. Now think about this now. In doing so, I'm also helping myself. If you like this, perhaps you'll pick up another video. Maybe you'll pick up another. Maybe you'll pick up my book. Maybe you'll be on in a coaching program, or you'll participate in a conference or something. I mean, there are those things. You know, it's not, I think it's a kumbaya and selflessness and all of that sounds a little hokey and pokey. It's real, but it's not all to the deal. The more we serve, the more we are in a position to be served as well. So you take a look at the two things we talked about so far. One, you're going to begin to re-emerge, or maybe I should say immerse yourself so that you can emerge into a new being. It's like the caterpillar and the butterfly. The more you take the time to introspect and reflect, I said seek ye first, right? The clearer you become at knowing our relationship with the infinite and all there is. And if you get that connection, you begin to realize there's nothing you can't do. Now, I got to say this to you. And I guess this will kind of inch into the third thing. But I got to say this. If you have had a tough life and disappointment and turbulence and tidal waves, welcome to the club. If you're alive and you have strived or striven, then it's a given that you're going to struggle. It's a given that there are going to be some hard times. And it's a gift that you've had the experience. I say that to you because after the experience has hit you, perhaps knocked you down, maybe knocked you back, maybe turned you around, you stood back up. And when you looked at things, you discovered, I'm still standing. I'm still here. Things are getting better. Opportunities beginning to present themselves in new ways. The experience has preconditioned yourself now to be able to look at the same thing in a different way. You figured out how to work that out. So next time it comes around, you've got another way to do it. And if you've been reading and studying and exploring some of these greats, other people who did some, you know, I have the privilege of working with this guy, Charles Blair, and call him the mad scientist. This guy has so much insight. I'm trying to figure, how do you get that much insight? I know that education, because, you know, he said ninth grade dropout, and, you know, continues to come up. You got to go check him out on YouTube. But you look at these people and you say, what is it that they've done to overcome all that they have? You talk about people, you know, you love those success stories that come from homelessness to instant wealth. Many of you have never been homeless. You know, that's not prerequisite for you to be successful, by the way. The prerequisite is that you take your challenges and take your disappointments, your setbacks, even your missteps, and you use them to educate yourself, should we say? You flip the script from going to near bankruptcy and, you know, maybe you have been evicted before. Maybe you've had, you know, separation and divorce or whatever the challenges are, look back at them from a little bit more of an objective perspective. You know, I have this coffee and this is actually apple cinnamon, but you take this and you can get into it, but you can also step back and look at it and make a discovery and start to look at it and turn it around a little bit. What do you see from this perspective? What do you see from this perspective? And as you begin to evaluate and assess, next time it comes around, you'll be twice blessed. All right, so you got your education. You immersed yourself into it. You put the very best people around you. You've begun to treat yourself. And because the first thing you did was kind of get more introspection, inspection, and reflection, you kind of got more in touch with your connection to the universe, to God and everyone else. You understand that you have unlimited potential and that whatever you do for others invariably comes back and helps you. So, this is my crunch one. This is the one that I don't think you've heard of yet. You may have heard those others, sort of applied them, forgot them, and come back, sort of, come. So, by the way, I'm presuming something. If you listen to some of my earlier shows, you already know it's important to take some of this stuff that you come up with and crystallize it. That is to say, write it down. People talk about making a business plan, your eyes kind of roll in the back of your head and you kind of get lost. No, it doesn't. Don't just put something. get an idea, write it down, begin to fill it in as you go along, and you'll be singing a song before you know it. Because it becomes clearer and clearer when you're moving forward. In Psycho-Cybernetics, Dr. Maxwell Max says, human beings are like bicycles. Unless we're moving forward, we lose our equilibrium. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Covey says, begin with the end in mind. And if you go on YouTube again, there's a 3-minute video that talks about your personal mission statement. I've mentioned it before. I bring it up to you again. There must be a reason for that. A personal mission statement, personal vision, gives you a compass, gives you a direction, allows you to keep moving so that you know what, over time is like a magic elixir that seems to make everything happen. Now, you want to increase that time. You want things to happen faster and sooner. Of course, everybody does. But you know what? You get in the road. You point yourself in the right direction. And even as you're beginning to learn, you're moving forward. So, here it is. Take yourself there. I don't mean sort of like haphazardly. I mean take yourself there. Imagine that you've already attained whatever it is that you want to attain. Get so intimately in touch with that experience that you experience it. You begin to see it in 3D Technicolor. It's not this this flat picture, fuzzy thing. It's vivid. You feel it. You sense it. You taste it. You smell it. You know it gets scary real. You can begin to describe it. Take out your pen or get on your computer or get your recorder. And begin to speak about it. Get it all down on paper so you can see it again. I love the writing it because writing involves multiple senses. The more senses you involve, the greater it gets kind of planted inside of you. You write it out. Write out the ideas. Write the vision. Write the returns that it offers you. Write the feelings you have about being there. Write how others are feeling. Write the sigh of relief that comes from having to overcome the obstacles. You can even, if you like, make note about the team that supported you in getting you there. Believe it or not, when you're doing that, you're creating a plan. Now, if you engage in the resources around you. You've heard me. The watchword, the banner I carry is be resourceful. If you engage in the support of those who have expertise in something that you don't have much care about at all, you begin to magnify your potential beyond your greatest imagination. And that's actually the biggest thing I'd like for you to begin to do. I want you, once you've taken yourself to that space where you can, you know, really taste, feel, and touch it all, you can work your way back. What got you to the step before that? What got you to the step before that? What got you to the step before that? All the way back to right now, right? I'm not even spending a lot of time about it. I think I've mentioned this sort of thing before, but I want you to go back there after you've done these things, because this can take you some time. It'll take some time. It's well worth well-invested time. But now, get back to that space where you've gone as far as you've ever imagined. You've gotten into the touch with the feeling. If you did this right, then you're ready for my last step that I'm going to mention to you right now. You ready? Imagine from there where you're going. You've already gone as far as you can imagine. Now you're there, and you've vividly imagined yourself there. So you look at the successes you've had. You look at the people that are around you today. You look at things that you own and possess or that you could own. You look at the people that you helped. You look at all of this, and you say, where do I want to go from here? I've written my book. It's become a bestseller. Maybe it's time to write another one. Maybe I want to translate it into different languages. Maybe I want to speak on a national TV. Or maybe I want to build a hospital in Jamaica. Maybe I want to create a bridge that goes from here all the way to there. Open up your mind to the possibilities. I want to take pictures of the most successful people in the world, doing the most regular and human and normal things. Whatever it is, play with it. Take yourself there. And once you get there, imagine where you want to go from there. You wanted to own a house, now you want to own an apartment complex. You own the apartment complex, now you want to be a planner and create a city. Or you want to create a school. You wanted to have a group of students, now you want to help an entire school of kids. The more you do, the more you'll do. The more you mess up, the more you'll know how not to do. The more you study other people's journey and their struggles and their mess ups, the less you've got to do to mess up. You getting the picture? Really get busy. I gotta say this. It's so important that you also, I said this was the last, but I got this other one. This is one that some people may miss. They're gonna have to play it back a few times. Really look, and I have no knowledge about who you are, what your capacities have been, what you've been successful at, what you feel you have not been successful at. But I want you to really step outside of yourself just for a few moments and look back at you. And I want you to put on my glasses, put on my eyes, because whenever I look at any of you, I see magnificent capacity. I see that you've already attained a great deal. Check out, give me a call. We'll talk about it. Get what I'm trying to say to you. Even if you have failed, you have had to try to fail. And if you've never tried, if you got on drugs and you got all tore up and everybody that knows you hates you and you hate yourself, wow. And you're still standing and you still listen to this video or this radio show. That takes tenacity. That takes real grit. You've got that much grit? Then take that grit and get on with it. Go to where you want to go, to do what you want to do, to be who you want to be, to have what you... This guy, Reverend Ike, some of y'all are too young to know this. Look him up. I wonder if he's got anything. Reverend Ike, here's Reverend Ike. I'm dating myself, I know it, but listen. He has slick hair. He conked his hair or something like that. You can be what you want to be, do what you want to do, and have what you want to have. This is Reverend Eichlin Coker. And he just went on without his business. And he spoke some powerful stuff. Now, I will grant you that there are many folks out here who will tell you what you can do for $19.99 and sending them in another $25.99 and then buy this for another $75,000 here. And if you buy it now, you can get... But you know what? Everybody's got something to share, something to... You got to invest in yourself too sometimes. Now, I'm not going to say to you that you have to spend a fortune to make a fortune. Some people do say that. But I will say you need to invest in yourself. You need to believe in yourself. And if you would, you can invest in yourself with time. There's so much free stuff on the internet right now. Look, I put this out, but I'm feeling sweet. There was a time where I might have even gotten a little bit on borderlining on depression because the world seemed like it's going to hell in a handbasket. And I felt like I'm so insignificant in the scheme of things. I can't possibly make a difference. But you know what I discovered? All I got to do is my part. There's so many people doing so many magnificent things. There are up-and-coming people. There are a whole group of them I have the privilege of relating with. I mean, I can talk to you about, man, Stacey N.C. Grant, Les Brown, Dr. Robert Moore, Charles Blair, Kenneth Gills. You know what? If you will study, some of y'all know Delatorial McNeil, you know about Brian Tracy, you know about Stephen Covey, you know Marion Williamson, you know T.D. Jakes, you know Joel Osteen, you know W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill, you know many of the authors. You can go on and on and on. If I think about all of the folks in the books, Russell Crowe, that I've read, I begin to realize, truly blessed. Truly blessed. And then when I look at my holy book and I go through some of these verses early in the morning, and you're just as blessed as me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cliff McKnight saying, if you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves. Check me out on Facebook, Blog Talk, Radio, YouTube, wherever you can. But if it's not me, if I'm not your flavor, your cup of tea, just do a search and Google up and find what you want. Barbara Talley's there. You've got just so many things, so many people. You've got Chansey Witcher over there. You've got, my goodness, I can't even begin to get started. Have you met Mark Holland yet? Oh, you just better watch and see. Now, a bunch of folks, you know what? I've got folks in my book. You each chapter of If You Can't Calm the Waters, Learn to Ride the Waves, I interview somebody. Now, some people I have to interview virtually, just like I told you to do. You can find people who aren't even alive now and have them at your table, whether it's in a book or a video, or whether you kind of even get to know them so well intimately that you can begin to imagine a relationship with them and create good thoughts and points and ideas. Ideas floating in the air, taking root in your mind. You're cultivating the successful principles and you're creating a manifestation. Are you getting the picture now? Well, do some rewind. It's Cliff McKnight saying, if you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves. Have a tremendous day. You can do this. Bye-bye.
And if you can't calm the waters, you got to learn to ride the waves. Or you can still make it. But you need a plan. You need a vision, too. Something that will motivate you through the most difficult times. Something that can help you to go with the flow. Because sometimes when you go with the flow, you're still moving. You're still moving forward. And the harder you work, the luckier you get. You're the special...